Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maryam Rasi Shilichu, a schus Moshe ben Peshadina, Rami Sov Moshe Mordechai, Yosef Ezra ben Esther. And the first perek of Maseches Shvi'is, in the first Mishnah, it says, Avi Masai Cholshin B'stei Ha'ilan. How long is one allowed to plow for in a field of trees, Erev Shvi'is, preceding Shvi'is, Beis Shammai Oimrim, Kol Zman, Shu Yafe L'Pri. Beis Shammai says, as long as it is good for the fruits of the sixth year. And Beis Hillel argues, seems, and says, Ad Hatzeres until Shavuos. And the Gemara says, not arguing very much, Rekovim me'elu liosk divrei elu. Beis Shammai's time, as long as it's good for the fruit of the sixth year, and not for the seventh year, that's not why you're plowing. And Beis Hillel's time, Shavuos, are very close to each other. The makor for the din of Tosefes Shvi'is is in the Sugyas HaGemore v'Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. And there we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Where you learn this from? Rabbi Akiva learns from Becharitz uvekashtzir tishbos. De'al charisha v'ktzira b'shvi'is lo'i ba'inan k'ra. Rabbi Akiva says, it says in the pasuk Becharitz uvekashtzir tishbos, and this pasuk is talking about working the land, that it's forbidden to work the land in the seventh year. It doesn't need to teach us Charish v'katzir shel shvi'is, the Charitz and the Charish and the Katzir of the Shvi'is year itself. That we don't need it. Why don't you need a pasuk for that? Because we already have another pasuk. Later on, Vikr Chafei Dalet, Sad Chalos Sisra, etc. So from this we learn that all the Avodas Hadama are Asur and Shvi'is. So we only talk about Zri and Zmira, but the Gemara Dashens and Moit Katan is an Isra on all Melechas HaKarka. So it already says Sad Chalos Sizu, etc. So it already asked Charish and Katzir of Shviz. So what's it coming to teach us? El Charish El Erev Shviz HaNichnas L'Shviz. Rather, it's teaching us about the Chorish of the eve of the seventh year, Erev Shviz, that's going into Shviz. Chorisha, Hanatzeis B'Shana Hashishis, Kidei Lehoil, Litzmicha B'Shvi'it. The plowing that's done in the sixth year, in order to help the planting of the seventh year, and the Pasuk is teaching us that Chorisha is Aser. The katzir shel shviyis hayotzei lemotzei shviyis, and tvua that grew in the seventh year and is cut in the eighth year, this tvua is going to have kedusha shviyis. So that's what the pasuk is telling us when it says v'charitzu v'katzir tishbos, that chorish of erev shviyis that's going into shviyis is aser. And Rabbi Yishmael and the Katzir of Shvi'is, Heyotzei Lamotzei Shvi'is, is also going to have Kedusha Shvi'is. So that is where we get this Hosafa Mechol Ala Kodesh, that you're now allowed to plow in the sixth year. And Rabbi Yishmael, and we see in the Gemara in White Cotton that 30 days before it's Midin Torah, and the Chachamim added an earlier time. See the Ritva there in Rosh Hashanah based on the Gemara in White Cotton. Rabbi Yishmael says, no. Is talking about Charish and Ktzir of Shabbos. It's like the beginning of the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Pasuk says, Sheshes Yom Tavu, V'yom HaShvi'i Tishbos, V'charet Yuba Katsir Tishbos. So the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that the first part of the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and then it's talking about Shvi'is. Rabbi Yishmael demurs, he says, no, it's all talking about Shabbos. And the Pasuk says these two malachas to tell you, Ma Chorish Rishos, just like Charisha that's Aser on Shabbos, is only Chorish of Rishos, because the Torah never commands us to plow. Av Katsir Rishos up to the Ktsira, that the Torah answers is that of Rishos. Yatze Ktsira Omer, Ktsira Sa'orim, the carbon Omer, to cut down the Sa'orim, the carbon Omer, that's a mitzvah and that the Torah didn't answer. So if Azman HaKarbon Sa'orim falls on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Katsir. That is Rabbi Ishmael. So Rabbi Ishmael doesn't accept Rabbi Akiva's limud from the pasuk. Rabbi Ishmael mosif mechol al hakodesh minalei. How does Rabbi Ishmael get mosif mechol al hakodesh? So learns in Moed Katan, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah just tells us Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh, so it's talking about Yom Kippur. When it comes to Shvius, he learns from the fact that there's a Halach L'Mosh Misina, that you're allowed to plow Eser Netiyos, 10 plantings in a field with a certain amount of distance between them until Rosh Hashanah. So since we need a Halach L'Mosh Misina to be matir, these Eser Netiyos that are Yelados, that are young, so that implies that Zekenos, that if they're older, you are not allowed to plow them. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel gets it. Rabbi Shmuel gets it from Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Ubehemshech HaSugya, HaGemara Shoelet, like I mentioned, Rabbi Shmuel, how does he get Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh? From V'inisem, Esnaf Shel Seichem, to afflict yourself, even Mebeod Yom. Because who are Taisis, V'dibra HaMaschil, Rabbi Akiva, V'hayinisem, my Ovid Lay. Because Rabbi Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Kiva going to do with Vinis with Nafshu Sechem Betisha? Rabbi Shmuel gets a Tosefis, Rabbi Kiva already knows a Tosefis. So what is he going to do with that Pasuk? So Tosefis says, on that Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, Hai Vinis Amai Abedlei, Rabbi Akiva lo bai kuala Tosefis Shabbos V'yantif. Rabbi Akiva doesn't require a Pasuk to teach us that there's a Tosefis Shabbos that you add on to Shabbos and that you add on to Yantif. The Nafkale mi Tosefes Shvius, because he gets it from Tosefes Shvius, and the Kash of the Gemara of where you get Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov is only according to Rabbi Yishmael. He doesn't have a pasuk for Tosefes Shvius. So Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk for Tosefes Shvius. So Mamela, he also knows Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yom Tov. Rabbi Yishmael, he doesn't have a pasuk for Tosefes Shvius here in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara is bothered. Where does he get Tosefes from? And the Gemara brings that he gets Tosefes Yom Kippur from V'nisim Esnaf Shel Seichem B'Tisha. And then the Gemara asks what Rabbi Akiva does with V'nisim Esnaf Shel Seichem B'Tisha. But where does Rabbi Akiva get Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov? That Tosefes says it's not a problem, because he gets it from Tosefes Shvius, and the whole kasha of the Gemara of how do you know Tosefes is only according to Rabbi Shmuel, who doesn't have a pasuk for Tosefes Shvius. So for him, we need to find the source for Tosefes, but not according to Rabbi Akiva, who already has Tosefes Shvius. That's a source for Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Rashba argues with Tosefes. This hesber we just gave is Tosefes. But Rashba dingsech mitn Tosefes, and he holds that the kasha of the Gemara is also according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva also needs a pasuk for Tosefes Shabbos and Yantif. And he doesn't learn it from Tosefes Shvi'is. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, L'shitas HaTosefes, Eichav Shav L'mot Tosefes Shabbos Mishvi'is? According to Tosefes, how can you learn Tosefes Shabbos from Shvi'is? By Tosefes Shvi'is, there's only an Isser on Charisha and Ktsila. But Netiya is an Asser, like we see later on in Tosefes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. So you see that not for all the dinim there's an Isser on, that there's an Isser on Shvi'is, there's also a din Tosefes. So how can you on the Gabi Shabbos to Asser all the Malachas with Tosefes Shabbos? And he blinds with the Tzarech Iyan. So again, Rabbi Kibbeger's Kasha is, according to Tosefes, who says that Rabbi Akiva learns Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Shvi'is, but Shvi'is itself and Tosefes Shvi'is we only Asher Charisha and Ktsila, but not other Malachas. The T is not Asher, like we see later on in Tosefes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. If that's true, then how can you learn Tosefes Shabbos to Asher all the Malachas? And Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't have an answer to that question. So the Pshuto doesn't seem so difficult. Explains because we can say that the Shita of Tosfos is not like Rabbeinu Tam. And according to Tosfos, Netiya is Asur, even with Tosefes Shvi'is, like the Shita of Barash in Shvi'is. And Mimela, Tosfos will hold that since you asked her Netiya as well, you can say on Shabbos that all the malachas are asur. Just like on Shvi'is, we asked her all the malachas. And Rabbeinu Tam, how's he going to learn? He can explain the Kasha of the Gemara, even according to Rabbi Akiva, like the Shita of the Rashba. As Rabbeinu Tam, who says that only Charisha and Ktsira are Usr on Tosefes Shvi'is, but not Netiya. So he'll explain the Gemara's Kasha is, how do you get Tosefes not by Shvi'is, according to Rabbi Akiva as well? But not only Rabbi uses the problem according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a problem according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva can learn from Shvi'is, because in Shvi'is only certain malachas are Usr. Like the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba holds that the Kasha of the Gemara is even according to Rabbi Akiva. And we need a pasuk even for Rabbi Akiva, so that's where Rabbeinu Tam is going to hold. However, it's a difficult mitzad acher, as the Turi Evan is already omit, that there's a fundamental difference between Tosefes Shvi'is and Tosefes Shabbos, because Gabi Shvi'is, we learn from the pasuk that only Charisha letzorech peros Shvi'is is aser, and if the Charisha is for the sake of peros Shishis, it's mutter. And not only that, but Ktsira is mutter in the sixth year, mamish until Rosh Hashanah. So we have lehedya shelo ne'aschu rak melachot shehim letzorech shvi'it. Ve'erev shal b'mod din tosefet shvita b'shabbat v'le'esor gam melacha she'ina letzorech shabbat. So how can you learn a din of tosefet shvisa on Shabbos and aser even malacha that's not letzorech Shabbos? Because we find by Shvi'is, we only aser malachas that are letzorech Shvi'is. So therefore, ktsira is mutter erev Shvi'is, because that's not letzorech Shvi'is. Charisha is mutter letzorech peros Shishis. As long as it's not for the sake of peros Shvi'is, as long as it's not for the sake of the seventh year, Charisha is mutter. We also see this in the Rash, when he talks about Cholshin b'mikshaos u'midlos. So the only us iser by Shvi'is is when it's about an Erev Shvi'is is when it's Letzarech Shvi'is. But if it's not Letzarech Shvi'is, then it's mutter. So how can you learn from this a din of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Shvi'is on Shabbos, and Aser, even Malachas, that are not L'tzarech Shabbos? So how can you have a limud? How can Rabbi Akiva have a limud from Shvi'is to Shabbos, when Shvi'is is fundamentally different than Shabbos, according to Tosfos, who holds that Rabbi Akiva learns Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov from Shvi'is? Fundamentally different. Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, there, in the Rash, in Perak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Tameya, and that's what the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Yishmael know Tosefes Shabbos V'Yom Tov? Hare yicholim l'lmod l'didei mitosefes Shvi'is. Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Yishmael know Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov? He can learn from Tosefes Shvi'is. Because from Malach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, we learn that there's a din of Tosefes Shvi'is Midoraisa, v'hu adin l'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. What's the problem according to Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael learns, as we see in Moed Katan, that there's Tosefes Shvi'is. So from Tosefes Shvi'is that he learns Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, he'll also learn that Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai is Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Tosefes answer in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that we require a pasuk va'achar Shabbos. That there's Tosefes Shabbos after Shabbos. But before Shabbos, we can learn from Shvi'is. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Loshen of Tosfos is v'tem l'Rabbeinu Tam ha'mrinan perakam d'moed kat nihochas el Rabbi Yishmael k'roi l'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael has alach l'mish m'sinai, Akiva has a pasuk v'eser netiyos alach l'moshe m'sinai kevin dehochas el mishri yodam and melus ken aser, since there's a halacha v'matir the young saplings, so the older saplings are aser. So Rabbi Yishmael has a source from Osif v'mikola v'mikola l'kodesh t'yotz Rabbeinu Tam d'achim v'boileh v'tosef v'shal achar ha'shvi'is m'naleh. So he's talking about Tosefes after Shvi'is, but not before Shvi'is. He's before Shvi'is. And Tosefes after Shabbos, but not before Shabbos. That's the first teretz. Another teretz is Mehilchas Eloi Alfina. We don't learn from Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. Mehilchas Eloi Alfina. So the first teretz is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, which according to Rabbi Yishmael, we're trying to figure out how to get a Tosefes afterwards, after Shvi'is. Because before Shvi'is we have Halacha Mi'Sinai, we don't have Tosefes for after Shvi'is or after Shabbos. Because before Shabbos we can learn from Shvi'is, but after Shabbos, after Shvi'is, we don't have any source nor for after Shabbos. And another teretz is that we don't learn from Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. However, this is very difficult to understand. How's it shaykh to learn from Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai? According to the first teretz, we're learning from Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. How does a child learn from Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai when we see the hedge at the beginning of Moed Katan that only Bizman Abayis is Halach L'Moshe Mi'Sinai, from which we learn Tosefes Shvi'is, but after the Churban there's no din of Tosefes Shvi'is? And that's the way the Rambam paskins the Halacha. So how does a child learn the Gabi Shabbos V'Yom Tov that even Bizman Azed is in Tosefes? Be'echrech, we need a pasuk. So what does Tosis mean when they tell us that we can learn from Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai of Shvi'is? Not Pitom. You can't learn Halacha L'Moshe Mi'Sinai because from Shvi'is, because Bizman Hazeh, there's no Din Tosefes. We're trying to learn from Shabbat for Shabbat to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Bizman Hazeh is no tos. Bizman Hazeh is no tosef shviyah. So how can you learn from Shabbos to Yom Tov? Bizman Hazeh. So bechreich, we need a pasuk. We also have to understand that according to their teretz, the me'alecha le'alfinan, the lefit he'rutzam she'me'alecha le'alfinan, pasu da'acha li'ik akra, Rabbi Yishmael lo ba'inan hilchisa, le'asor tosef shvius, ela hatir yalda, aval le'asor lo ba'inan, והמלמד מיום הכיפורים, ויש בו תוספת. In other words, since we have a pasuk for Rabbi Yishmael to teach us that there's a din of tosefes, we don't need a pasuk to ask your tosefes shvius. All we need the pasuk for is to be matir a yelda, these 10 young saplings. Have a lesser, but the aser, plowing a field with skenos, with older trees, there we don't need a pasuk, because it's learned from Yom Kippur with the din of Tosefes. So once you have the pasuk, you don't need a pasuk anymore to aser, plowing, because you already have it from the Tosefes Yom Kippur. Just like the Gemara learns Tosefes Yom Kippur, you can also learn Tosefes Shvius, and therefore the halach l'moshe Sinai is only coming to be matir the yaladas, the younger trees. We have to understand. Hareim hayalfusi mitosefes Shabbos v'yomtiv yev shalaser alamat lefnei shvius. If the yalfusa, the aser charisha before shvius, is from tosefes Shabbos and yomtiv, then you can only aser a little bit before shvius, like we see in Tosefos Vayikra Daf Dalet. But even the people who argue on the din of Tosefes Shvius of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, but they agree that there's a Tosefes Mashal, because it's like Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there it's only a little bit. Mechol al HaKodesh. And therefore we require a Hilchasa to Aser 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So how can we say that there's the hilchas, that we don't need a hilchasa to aser during Tosefes Shvius? Because we learn from Yom Kippur. Ma pitom. If we're learning from Yom Kippur, it's only ma'at. But for 30 days we need a halach l'moshe m'sinai to aser. So we have a whole slew of questions that we have to deal with. And b'siyata d'shmaya b'tzos Hashem darkeinu, in the next shir, we will amir t'Hashem deal with these issues b'linader, coming shir, and we will see niflos mitoras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.